This is Grassroots Radio. That was Slim Cessna's Auto Club from Colorado in the US off their 2008 release, Cypher. It's 5 minutes past seven on 100.9 FM, Albany Community Radio, streaming live at www.4ufm.com.au. Okay, next up we've got some more Australian music for you. This by a little-known guy called Dan Brody and his band The Broken Arrows. Jesus, Try and Save Me.
My mother went to heaven. save me. Jesus, try and save me. Jesus, try and save me from myself.
Well, I guess I should look before I leap. See, I am trying hard to get some sleep.
That was Dan Brody and the Broken Arrows with Jesus Try and Save Me. Next up, some more Australian music. Mia Dyson. And if you haven't heard of Mia, she's an amazing guitarist and singer and songwriter. Daughter to Jim Dyson, the prominent Australian guitarist, guitar builder and blues guitarist. Here's off her 2005 release, Parking Lots and Little Pieces.
He was born on a cool dark night on a blanket by fire. And he never did shout, never did cry, just took his time. But he grew up strong and he grew up bright, went out into the world. When he found less hope, less love and less light, he turned back to home. For he loves his mother like the wind she's there. He loves his mother, she's a little, little piece of his soul. Oh, little piece of his soul. He said, hey, I gonna have to stick around, just help me out sometimes. Well, a few months and some arguments later, a baby girl was born. When I saw her face and heard her cry, and you so head on, for he loves his daughter like the wind she's there. He loves his girl, she's a little piece of his soul. Oh, little piece of his soul. Sweet smell would bring her to him every time, but he couldn't find a way to let her know his heart was on the rise. So he waited and waited and waited all year till she came in her own good time. For he loves his woman like the wind she's there. He loves his girl, she's a little piece of his soul.
And that was Mia Dyson with a little piece. All right, each week I like to have at least one track that's a little bit of fun. And this time we're coming from Canada with Corb Lund and The Truck Got Stuck. I'm pretty sure there's a few farmers out there at the moment who can relate.
Stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford with some difficulty. A moraine that we'd seen for a thousand years caused financial joys and biblical fears. It caused some smiles, it caused some tears, but more to the point of our story. For the first time in the collective memory, that old brown prairie that had been so dry for so long was very muddy, boggy, sticky. We'd pull one truck out and get another stuck in, and motors that roar and tires that spin would sink right down to the diff, and we'd all take turns and do it again until no one could move. Call one more friend, come on out here, we need you. Bring your truck. The Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford and the Dodge. Equal opportunity. Well, got me stuck in the mud so I couldn't rehearse, and Chavez too has missed his work. Richie, he now fears the worst. He stood up his ex-wife, she called him a jerk. Of course, Holtman didn't have nothing better to do. Yeah. Except ranch. The Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Well, it was truck after truck, we all got stuck, except the big old 4x Hutterite truck. We all thought, Lord, are we in luck, but he wouldn't come anywhere near us. Mighty neighborly, mighty neighborly. We used a lot of our backs and a little of our brains. It jacked up the jacks, it snugged up the chains. We all did our very best to refrain from shoveling. We put what timber we had underneath the wheels, and we was all out of sand, but managed to steal two sacks of the best modern canola seed you ever did see. That ought to give us some traction. Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck in the Chevy, unstuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Epilogue. We spilled genetically modified canola seed that was genetically modified for control of the weeds and for big old yields of margarine oil, raised hell all over that native prairie soil. Agriculture Canada is definitely going to be looking for us.
Pretty sure there's a few of you out there who can relate to that one. Okay, next up. Next up, we've got a guy who I've seen live, and I just think he's exquisite. His name is Justin Towns Earl. And if that sounds sort of familiar, he's Steve Earl's son, and he was named after Towns Van Zandt. If you know your Americana, you'd know that name. A troubled soul, but a very talented one as well. And the same could be said for Justin as well. He's had his difficulties. But he's also been quite prolific with his recordings. This is off his 2010 album Harlem River Blues, and it's called Ain't Waiting.
Watching baby working in the kitchen. I got in late last night and I'ma move a little slow. I ain't waiting on nothing, I just got nowhere to go. And I need a haircut, I could take a shave, I could stand to hear my baby call me by my name. I put on a country station on that satellite radio. I ain't waiting on nothing, I just love her so. I'd set on a pair of white buck shoes, but another day ain't gonna hurt a thing, no baby. I ain't waiting on nobody, nobody waiting on me. Oh, I ain't waiting on nobody, no one waiting on me, baby.
Justin Townsell with Ain't Waiting. Next up, Billy Bragg, famous British protest and workers' rights singer from the 80s during the Thatcherite years. He teamed up with a band called Wilco in 1998 to record previously unheard lyrics by Woody Guthrie. The ensuing album was called Mermaid Avenue. And this is California Stars.
Live.
You're listening to 100.9 FM in the Great Southern Albany Community Radio, streaming live at www.4ufm.com.au. The time here is 7:27. Now, on to our artist in focus. As I said before, it's Charlie Parr. And here's a track off his Cheap Wine album. If I remember what it's called, oh, that's right, Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold Me Down.
Well, ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave hold my body down. Hear that trumpet sound, you're gonna get up out the ground. Ain't no grave hold my body down. Well, ain't
That was Charlie Parr with Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down. A friend has requested a particular artist, and I do have a track lined up. It's a duet. Their friend was Randy. But just to keep everything on an even keel, a quick hi to Chuck, Jesse, and Cara, and of course the inimitable Kimberly. This is Loretta Lynn with Jack White, with 2004's Portland, Oregon.
Thank you. enough of the both of us. I'm drunk. In the morning when the night had sobered up, it was much too late for the both of us.
In Oregon.
Well, slow drink this was mighty fast when you drank it by the pitcher and not by the glass. Hey, bartender, before you close, pour us one more drink and a pitcher to go.
Wildflower. Wildflower.
This is Grassroots Radio on 100.9 FM, Albany Community Radio, and streaming live on www.4ufm.com.au. And that was Ryan Adams from his 2001 release. The album was called Gold, and that track was called Wild Flowers. A bit more bluegrassy now. This is the Dave Rawlings Machine. Dave Rawlings is Gillian Welsh's singing and life partner. And in this instance, it is still the two of them, but with Dave taking the lead. So sit back and enjoy as we listen to Be Young Is to Be Sad Is to Be High off his 2009 album, A Friend of a Friend.
I didn't feel so great. till I saw the city. And I was younger and open like a child. Man, it's been a while since I felt that way. More and more I hesitate, 'cause I don't know. Happy birthday, you didn't want to celebrate, and I was an hour late, and you fell apart, mostly sober, sometimes. Change my mind, and I don't have the time. But we never do. Love and love and nothing else is all I need.
That was Trampled by Turtles with their track Midnight on the Interstate off their 2012 release Stars and Satellites. Next up, we've got some more Justin Townsell for you. This is his 2009 release Midnight at the Movies and the track Mama's Eyes.
Father's son, I've never known when to shut up. But I ain't fooling no one. I am a father's son. We don't see eye to eye, and I'll be the first to admit I never tried. It hurts, but it should hurt sometime. We don't see eye to eye. I was a young man when I first found the pleasure in the feel of the sand. I went down the same road as my old man, but I was younger then. And that's 3 a.m. and I'm standing in the kitchen, I hold my last cigarette, strike a match and I see my reflection in the mirror in the hall. And I say to myself,
I've got my mama's eyes, a long thin frame and a smile. I still see wrong from right. 'Cause I've got my mama's eyes. Yeah, I've got my mama's eyes.
That was Justin Townes Earl with Mama's Eyes. We're winding down tonight, folks. It's about 8 minutes or so to go to the top of the hour. Doug will be in next. Our last track from our artist in focus this week is, as you know, is Charlie Parr. This track is called Badger. It's a little different. It's quiet and it's quite comfortable. I really like it. It's off his, 2012 release, Barn Swallow. This is Badger.
It was late in the summer when the corn was fully grown. We'd gone for a swim in the pond on my Uncle Henry's farm. And when we got home, we saw a badger in the yard, running flat out for a hole beneath the shed. It disappeared into its den underneath the floor, and it was gone, and Dad just said, "Goddamn, badger can't stay, he'll kill you just like that. Mean as any grizzly, sneaky as any cat." And he went and got his gun in the closet in the hall, and he pulled a six-pack from the fridge, and he walked out the door. Well, Mom made us brush our teeth and get ourselves to bed. "It's late and he'll be a while," was all that she would say. And I saw him in the twilight with his 410 across his lap, sitting in a lawn chair, staring at the shed. Fallen soldier from the six-pack laying at his feet, and sometime in the night a gunshot woke me from my sleep. It was late in the summer when the corn was fully grown. We'd gone for a swim in the pond on my Uncle Henry's farm.
And that was Charlie Parr with Badger. It's, like I said, it's a little different.
There's Easy Rider, see what you gone done. Easy Rider, see what you gone done. Easy Rider, see what you gone done. Well, hey, hey. Hey,
play a little while, let me get my harmonica.
Well, you made me love you, now your man done come.
Made me love you, now your man done come. Made me love you, now your man done come. Hey.
Thank you.
morning gown. Standing in the kitchen in the morning gown. Hey, 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 hey.
That was Old Crow Medicine Show with CC Rider from their debut album from 2004, self-titled album too, Old Crow Medicine Show. Hey, I've had a ball. I hope you have. I'm Sam. It's nearly 8 o'clock. Doug's in there itching to get roaring. So without any further ado...